From time to time, I get questions as to why I don't share personal stories in my homilies, aside from having a very boring life and sharing the same stories over and over. The main reason that I don't talk about personal stories is because inevitably, that's all people want to talk to me about. While I might do my best to connect those personal stories to Jesus Christ and to the scriptures of the week, people seem to get stuck on the personal stories, and those don't really matter. They'd rather talk to me about my dog or hunting or art or some other part of the story instead of talking about Christ. It's understandable, because talking about God with others is intimidating, and talking about the things we like is easy. Christ's words in the gospel today certainly ring true and are comforting. Salt is such a mundane thing in our world, but so essential. Light is so common and important that we only notice it when it's gone. Christ is trying to teach us that our ordinary, mundane, boring life should be filled with good works so that people can see Christ in us. I think we understand that, but it's much harder to live out. I think we can forget the words that he ends with today, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. And glorify your heavenly Father. Those are the words I think we forget. I bet most of us struggle with that. Like when I share personal stories and people just want to talk about those stories instead of talking to me about Jesus. I bet we have friends and family that we hang out with, maybe even go to church with. But when was the last time we really talked to God about them, with them? When did we mention that we were praying for them? When did we ask them what they needed us to pray for them about? When was the last time we talked with them about where we saw God in our day? I think we can get caught up in talking about our own personal stories and forget Jesus. We might be great people who do lots of good things for others, but we must remember that all we do is so that we can glorify our Heavenly Father. It's a natural thing to just talk about ourselves, to share stories and share our life with each other. But if we never talk about God with others, then we've lost our salty taste and we've covered up the light that Christ has given us. It's so easy to coast through life and take the credit, but instead, our life should be a giant neon sign that points to God. Not so that we can be liked, but instead so that we can do good and show that God is good. Our friends and family should know that our relationship with Christ is just as important as our relationship with them. We naturally want to relate to people. We like to hear their stories and want to know what connections we have. And that's why we are here at Mass. But not to connect with me as the priest or connect with our friends and family. But instead, we are here to connect with Jesus Christ. We get to hear all of God's stories in our readings each week. And while it's nice to see our friends and family, we need to remember that we're here first and foremost to connect with Jesus. The challenge that this gospel story presents to us today is one in which we examine our life and make sure that as we connect with each other, we first and foremost stay connected with God and help others to see the glory of our Heavenly Father in our life.